So yesterday we went through the shitas regarding Akum and Hekdesh. Remember that Rava began by saying what he does know. First of all, he says, I know that Meruach Hekdesh Patras, according to everybody, even though Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah, says it is higher than Meiser, that's, if you play the whatever is left of the Eimer, that's really only because it was never Kurdish in the first place, because the money wasn't given for that. I also know that Meruach Akum is a Machlokas Tanoim. That's a given. And we saw the Machlokas, it's important just to remember again, we saw that according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, you can give Meiser, Krumis and Meiser is from Akum and Yisrael, and from Yisrael and Akum, it's okay, which means that it does not potter the Meruach Akum. And then what I also know is about Gilgal Hekesh. Gilgal Hekesh definitely potters because from Chala, because we saw that if a woman gives the dough and then the Gizbar of Hegdesh works with the dough, but then the halacha is that it's going to be potter if she's paid it afterwards. So that's all my givens. My question was, this is what we left off yesterday, what's the din of Gilgal Akum? So boy Rava, this boy Rava now is at the end of the fifth line of that Sambar Zayin of Alale. Boy Rava, Gilgul Oved Kokavim Mar. I'd like to know what the din is, Legata Gilgal Akum. Now I have the information. Mitnatnan, look, it does say the Therish, that Gershnit Gayer Vaitalo Isa, that if someone becomes a Ger and he had dough while he was a Goy that he had made, so this is actually this guy. Had it been completed before he was this guy, we would be potter. Mishin is Gayer Chayav Sabe Chayav. So in other words, what it's saying over here is that Gilgal Akum is potter. And the only time it's chayav is if he completed the dough when he was already, very much, when he was already a ger. But what I'm not sure about, that information I have, what I'm not sure about is like this. Haman Katanila. Who is the author of that name? Debe Hakoli, Vafilu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Dukamachai Vehosam, Patri Haka. Is this going even according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda that we mentioned yesterday, I know, as the machlokas in which a goy's truma and a Jew's truma or maestras can be done one on the other, which means that they're all equally chayev. So then it would make sense. What would we say in this particular case that according to them you would have thought it's the same thing, but it's not. Because over here it's unique. That why is it different? Because Hasam who dechsiv digancha yitira, ave miut achar miut ve miut achar miut el rabot afilu of de kochavim. When it comes to miruach of Akum, why do they say that miruach of Akum, like the trumas of Meisers, is chayav anyway? Even though they're saying here it's potter, because the posik of the, we call it Gargan, right? So we have a number of psukim. Actually, we have three psukim. We have the Lo Tuchala Chol Bisharecha, Ma'asad Degan Chatirosh Chav Yitzarecha. And then we have in Re'e, and then we have the Achat Etzmei Hashem Lotecha, Ma'asad Degan Chav Yitzarosh Chav Yitzarecha. And we also have Reishis Degan Chav. So one of them, I understand that we need to tell me digancha v'lo digun hekdesh. That's a given, and that one that we already spoke about. I know that hekdesh is potter. The question is, perhaps the reason that you're chayav over there for miruach akum is because the two digunchas, besides that one, are miyad achar miyad, and miyad achar miyad ends up being marba. In which case, there we have a specific Ribui, that the goy is chayav, mashekin over here, by chala, the goy would remain potter. In which case, this could be going even according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Or maybe it's really only going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. The same way that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, potter, and they say you're not allowed to take miruach akum on that, you can't meiser the dogon of a goy for a Jew, or a Jew for a goy, because it's not to alafi, but not to alafi. In which case, over here, it's the same thing. But, Enochi Nami Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, who Char Mechayev Miruach Akum, maybe they would learn out Gamre Reishis Reishis. After all, Reishis, the Ganukah, is the Mokar of Truma, and Reishis Arisotechem is the Mokar of Chala. So that means they should have the same din. So if we learned out Megabe Truma, that you can take off Truma from a Goyan and Yisrael, and Yisrael and a Goyan are all Chayev, same thing would be true about Chala, in which case, this that I just brought from the Mishnah is not going according to them, because here it says it's Potter. That I'm not sure about. Is it Kulei Alma is made of his Potter? Or it's Dafka Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon? All right. I don't know how to answer this. Omar Rabbi Yeravid Achzei Bechilma. The only solution is they better come to me in a dream and we'll discuss it, because this is insufficient information. Hodar Omar Rabbi, afterwards Rabbi said, I know the answer. Magic. Man di yom ami ruach akum poter gilgal akum poter. Man di yom ami ruach akum eino poter gilgal akum kesav eino poter yiv. Actually, it's dependent on one or the other. Din ami ruach, din of chala, it's exactly the same. If you hold the way that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold, that by akum mi ruach is chayev, and his chala is also chayev. Therefore, over here when it says that you're poter on the chala, it's got to be going on libet Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Miruach is also Potter. And you cannot take from one or the other. Eisei Rav Papa L'Rava. So Rav Papa, Taina to Rava, that's not true. Because according to you, the din of Chala, the din of Trumas and Maestros is exactly the same. Megabe Nachum, correct? And I'll show you that it isn't. Take a look what it says over here in the Tosefta. Ove Kekomi, Shifrish Peter Hamor V'Chala. Now take a look at this. It leaves out Truma, right? He's talking about an interesting case. He's mafresh a peter chamor that he had when he was a goy. Now he's a Jew. So he's mafresh a peter chamor that was Neilad boy, and chala from the yisa that he had had then. A dino social potter. So we tell him, listen, Rabbi Yid, you know, this belonged to a goy. He said, you're not chayev in this. So what's the halacha of what he took up? His chalosei is necheles lezorim. He's allowed, anybody can eat the challah, because it isn't the challah is no kedusha. Upeter chamor gozei is the oved, but he can use his peter chamor kirtzeinoi. That's very interesting. The Rashi learns the case over here is that he was makrish a seh for his peter chamor, and we're talking about the seh. Tosfos Taanit, the seh has no kedusha whatsoever. It's a child of Yisr of Giza, Babrida. Masha'in came, the Petra Chamor itself, the Dulah, not a Yisr of Yusuf. Not also the Din of Hegnish. It's the Din of Petra Chamor itself. Okay, but what's important to us, Megabe Ar Sugya, is like this. The Din. Why are we talking about the Petra Chamor and the Chala, that they don't have any Dinim? Mashma, that the Truma itself would have been also. Yeah? So here we have an example of a time. I don't know who it is, but I don't care who it is. You said that anybody who holds that Miruach is Potter, then the Chala is Potter. And anybody who holds that Miruach is Chayev, then the Chala is Chayev. Here we have a case where the Chala is Potter, and the Miruach is Chayev. So you see, high time of the only Miruach of the Kachodim is no Potter, but that's from Trumas and Mises, but Gilgal of the Kachodim, when it comes to his Chala, is Potter. Now I'd explain that. Is inconsistent with your approach to the two dinim are interrelated because they're both called rachis. Whatever is rachis, legabe truma, is rachis, legabe chala, and vice versa. That was Rapapa's question to Rava. Ravina also had a question. The old days, the Ravina, the Rava. I have given you another example, this one from the Toseftin chala. The first one was from the Toseftin truma. But Lamaita, if you're trying to prove consistency, I'll show you it's inconsistent. Chala Zevit Kekovit. Here it says, what's the din of an Zevit Kekovim who takes off Chala? So the din over here is Baretz. Even if it's Baretz. Obviously not only, but even if it's Baretz. And his Truma, specifically in Chutz La'aretz, Modino Zershu Upatur, and the din is that his Chala can be eaten by Zoyim, his Truma, if it falls into other things, it's not Medamas. Fine. Okay, why are we talking about his Truman Chutzlant? because his truma in Eretz Yisrael would have been awesome. His truma in Eretz Yisrael would have been midameya if it fell into chulin. So you see, here we have an example. Again, I don't know who it is, but it's certainly an inconsistency with Rabbah. Here we have an example of a Tana who says, "Miruach levit kachavim ain opoter." His truma is not going to be potter by the fact that he did the merifa, if it's in Eretz Yisrael. But his chala is potter. Can I explain that? Miruach levit kachavim is potter. I'll tell you how I do. Yeah. Yeah, it's a deal. We're not machmir. So the whole thing is drabonim. But we're going to be machmir on his truma in Eretz Yisrael. But I thought, according to you, there's no problem. Chutz La'aretz means only those places that are some of Eretz Yisrael, but I mean gzeira of truma, like in Syria, where they keep till today. They keep truma. Not what we call chutz La'aretz. That's right. A very good choice of words. So, how do you explain that? Says Rav, I'll tell you how to explain it. Very simple. It's a derabbanan. We made a gezeira when it came, not to challah, but we'll see what's the difference. But we made a gezeira when it came to trumas. Gezeira mishum ba'alei kisim. What you have over here is people that do an awful lot of business. They have a lot of money. And they, what we would say, deep pockets is ba'alei kisim. They've got deep pockets. So these people buy a lot of stuff. And if they're going to take off meiser, what they'll do is, either they'll buy specifically from a Beit Yochavim, because they're going to figure that way they don't have to take off Meiser, and they may end up possibly making a mistake. There's another Lashon Ra to make a mistake of thinking that if, as long as you buy it, you don't have to take off Trumas and Meiser, as it's only if you grow it yourself, or so on. Or the other Pshatas, we're afraid Balei Kisim are people that are doing a lot of agriculture business themselves. They're growers. So what this is a different approach. So what they'll do is, they'll be makne, the tfuah to a goy, let him, as if we haven't heard of such good things, but let him do the miruach, and then the contract will have them buy it back, you know, with a half a percent difference, which saves them like 10% on the mice. It's a great deal. So in order to avoid that, you made a gzera that you have to take off even if it's miruach akum. Like the Gemara, if that's the case, I mean, so why don't we make the gzera by challah too? I mean, the guy's got, I mean, he's got a lot of business. Afilu challah nami. No, challah, you see, is a different issue. Because challah is efshed up to the pokus of chabeshis revoim kemach. There isn't any real problem with challah. If you have less than a shear, so then you're not going to be chayav challah anyway. So they have a way of getting out of the challah thing, but they have to make such a shtick. What you do is you have your bakery only makes challahs that size, and what's the big deal? So then you don't have to take off challah. And there's another thing. So if you don't have a slightly more than chamesh v'vayim kemach liyot, so then you're potter. So, but then if that's the case, then there's another approach for truma too, says the Gemara. Because if you're looking for heterin that will avoid your needing to go into business with the goy in this way and so on, there's a heter for truma. Because Trumanami Epshid, the other look at Rebosha, the other Rebosha, Marim Adamatuato, Umachmisa Bumot Shala, Kadesh Tepam Tokhelot, Turaman Amaser. What you could do is you could bring in your Trumas, things that would be Chayab and Truman Meiser, before they're completed, so that they're not Roya Pnei Abayas Bechir, and then they're not going to become Chayab. So why can't you do that? Or Inamidayala Derech Gadot, Derech Karfifot, you can always bring it in Shalom all your day, they're coming into the house, and then that's the moment that's Bechayim, which was a Meisters. So you have a crane, and you bring it up the side, up the roof, and then take it downstairs. I mean, if you're looking for ways to be potter, nah, come on. I mean, now, as if I ask you what everybody's going to say, this guy's a jerk. If you look at this, just to be potter for mitzvahs, look what he does. He's got a crane on his house, he's pulling up the... I mean, deal with Bamilsa. He doesn't want people talking about him. But Arkabetzina, I mean, how he cooks his challah and so on. I mean, there it's not. But see, no, Mozilla Bay Mills, nobody knows what he's doing. But so therefore, what he wants to do is he wants to make a contract with a guy to make sure it's Potter Miruach, and that way he'll never be fired in the tomb of Isis. Getting back now to the omer. So, we've completed now the preparation of the Isorim. We have the Isorim, and by now it's morning. So, Bolo the Isorim, it's ready now for the Hakrabasayim. Kohen comes to his Isorim. So, Nosan Alav Shamno, Ulavonato. So, first of all, he gives it the necessary Shemen. Now, the din is, the truth is that there's three different Sinais of Shemen when it comes to Menachos. First, there's the Sinai Shemen in the Kli. Without mixing, you put the Sarin on one side, the Shemen on the other side. Then you pour Shemen on the actual flour, on the Seilas. Then you mix, and when it's completed, then you have an additional Yitzhak, which is done in different stages, depending on the Mincha. Over here, we only talk about two, because we're including Yitzhak, the first Yitzhak, which is before Sbik. And the second, you say, yeah, this mix, we're calling it together because we're not really coming to tell you the specific dinim like we do later on with exactly how to make a mincha. But in any event, so you put the shemen, this is called Mesina Shemen, the Kli is one Mesina Shemen, the Lavona, the Yitzika over here, because it sits before Belila, is clearly the first Yitzika, which you put directly on the flour before it's been mixed, then your Belo, then you put it together, mix it together. Then you do, actually, another Yitzhika, which we're ignoring. Then you do the Tanufa, the Hagosha, the Kvitsa, the Haktara, and then you're left with the Shirayim, and the Echalakwani. Now, Misha Karava Omer, once the Omer was brought, you'll see, you could go out of Beis HaMikdash, and you'll find Machon Yehuda is packed. Notzim Shukei Yerushalayim, Mole Kemach Koli. But this was Shalom Barat of Chachom and did Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, the Chachom tried their best to stop this. Because
it's right down below. Right? There was a shuk running along the coast of Maravi.
Great. So I guess it wasn't Machon Yehuda. I'm sure a guy told us. All right. So this, you thought he was in Binyan? So.
No. Okay.
Why was it Shalobra Tzom Chachomi? Because if obviously in order to do this they had to prepare it before. I mean, how could it have possibly have been ready in time? So therefore they must have been Isaac. Now he was afraid, Rabbi Meir, that if you're gonna be Isaac in the new grain, you may come to pop a few into your mouth also in Islamic also al Sada. Mamela, don't do anything. The pashtus, you'd say, that the reason is because you're not allowed to do the ketzira. They're supposed to be ratios. The ketzira is supposed to be the ratios for the omer. But we'll see that was the problem of the year was that Rabbi Meir was cheshish that you would eat some. Rabbi Yehuda says, it was no problem. Everybody was happy with this. So you mean, says the Gemara, below Raza, Rabbi Yehuda, so. Rabbi Meir, you're saying Rabbi Meir holds that there's a chashash if you're going to come to eat it. But Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one who says there's no chashash. That's the exact opposite. I mean, Raminu, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm the Beitkin or Arbas, or Uba Arbas or Shachris, Uba Shas Abiyu. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, the last time that you can do Bedikas Chometz, if you miss out, is at the time that you're burning the Chometz. If you miss that, don't do Bedikas Chometz. Why? Because if you find chometz, you'll eat it. What are you not thinking? If you're holding out still before Pesach, so you'll burn the chometz. But if you're going to do the bedikas chometz later, so you'll eat it be iser. Whereas the chachamim say, no, if you weren't bedik shachris, you weren't bedik b'shas abir, bedik to hold my itzu. So it doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is saying that there's no chashash that you'll eat it. And he's the one who says, that there is a chashash, like Abbe Chometz. How do you explain that? Omar, Rava, Shine Chodesh. Because Chodesh is different. I'll tell you, it's very simple. Mitoshlo, Itarzalo, Elo, Yedei Kituf. Look, you're not allowed to do the Ketzira, right? As I said before. So nobody's cautious that people are going to be over Nisra, going to go out to the fields, they're going to be cut away. Everybody knows it's awesome. So how are you able to get the Shute Yerushalayim? You have to do a kituf. Kituf is you actually pick the grains by hand. And that way, it's a very special thing, the first grains, hand-picked grains, you can see the signs all around. And since he sees that he's not, I mean, this is not something you normally do, going on picking grains, so he realizes, I mean, obviously I can't eat it, the reason that I'm picking it instead of harvesting it is because I need to do this in order for the omer. So the whole focus is that we're waiting for the omer. So how is he going to make a mistake at that point? Much eating comets. I mean, he's looking for comets. I mean, you can look for things and pop them into your mouth all the time. So there's nothing in your action that reminds you that I'm not supposed to be eating. I'm going to say, make a search for candy bars. I mean, can you imagine? So, that's all very nice when it comes to the Ketzira. I mean, but it says over here that, like, I mean, it was full of all kinds of things. And how about the Ketzira? That's very nice. But how about the Tchina? How about the Hakoda? I don't understand. I mean, you ended up here with a full product. How are they going to remember then? The people that are working in the factories and the bakeries, how are they going to know? Same exact situation. Call it cash in. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, David Solomon sent me an email yesterday. He apparently did hear about it. So he pointed out, we were talking about the fantastic interrelationships of language with the Novish and Akoshas, and we have all of those various remotes, and then the Novish and so on. He pointed out that Carmel, the word Melila is to talk, Mimalmel, or Milas, even the Carmel itself was also a debtor of speaking. That's fascinating. Sorry to mention. Anyway, so what are you going to do, Tanya Zabaya? What are you going to do about the Hatrina, the Hakada? No, Halakash is also not a problem. Because Trina were only matir in a hand grinder. Because normally you use machines to grind, it's just a grinder. So therefore he'll remember as he's sitting there grinding away that obviously I'm doing this because I'm not allowed to eat it. He's not going to pop it into his mouth. Harkada, and what are you going to do about the Harkada? Harkada nami agave napa. You'll do that with a sieve instead of a sifter. So it's much more difficult to get the flour through. It's taking forever. It's like these B'nai Brak sifters, you know, where you take you 5 hours to get one kilo of flour. Not to mention it's all over the house for the next month. So I'm a mailer. He'll remember you can't eat it. And for other reasons that you can't eat it.
Says they should come back with
their
hands in the same place.
Says the Gemara, but says Abaya, okay, fine. See, now you got away with Ketzira, Tchina, and Hakada. What are you going to do about a Beit HaShlachim? If you have a field that is watered over there, it's Sharia Ketzira. There's no Isser of Ketzira. It's non Kotzrin Beit HaShlachim Shabba Amakim. You're allowed to do a dry field, you're allowed to do the regular ketziran. Why is this? The Rashi has two approaches. The correct approach, he believes, is because the only time that there's an iser ketzira is in a field that you're allowed to bring the omer from. So if this is something that I can bring the omer from, then I have to wait until, and we'll see this later on, mimakom shata mevi yata kotzer. But a Beit HaShlachim, I'm not able to be maybe, as we'll see. So, because since it's not a naturally growing field, it requires irrigation, it doesn't have the same level of value. And we'll talk about this all in a few days. The other approach that he says is that it's a head there because the grain is going to dry out. So they were matir ketzira. So now okay, it doesn't like that field. So you're allowed to do the normal ketzira. Have a little good sheen. You don't make piles of grain. You wait until the omer is brought. But in any event, over there, you don't have the hecker because you're not using it. You're not using your fingers to do the ketzira. You're using a normal knife to do the ketzira. Elam Rabbi, therefore, says, if I have a whole different approach from Rava, it's not that the difference is that you're doing something to remind you. The difference is that Chodesh Bodomine, for heaven's sakes, an entire year, the whole season, you haven't eaten a Chodesh. So you're used to the idea of not eating Chodesh. Chometz is like a shock. Not a lot of people eat Chometz. I mean, every time you pass by some bread, I mean, it takes a minute to remember, oh, I am. I'm not allowed to eat that. So Mimela, the Chometz, the low bottom, there of Yudhis Gezer. Hashem came when it comes to Chodesh, for the whole year he's remembering the din of Chodesh. There of Yudhis not Gezer. Says Rava, oh, very fancy pshatim, but it doesn't do you much good, does it? Because you're the Yudhis Gezer, Rabbanan, Lord Gezer. You've only got one direction here. Lamaisa, you have the same steer in the other direction. Because Yiritzah Shalobarot Sechachomim, which means that the Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Tanakama, is that we're worried that maybe they will eat it. And over there, when it comes to Pesach, they say the exact opposite. They were not worried. According to you, we're always much more worried when it comes to Chometz. How do you explain the other way around? So what are you going to say? And who atzmo mechazer alav? He himself, what's he doing the bedika for? The sarfo, no? His only purpose in this bedika, he's walking around with a flashlight. And what's he walking around for? Oh, he's thinking, I got to find the chometz to burn it. So you tell me, he's looking around to find the chometz to burn it, and he's going to pop it into his mouth. So on the contrary, the chometz doesn't make any sense. To be goes. That's what the Rabbanan are telling you. So Achamine, what is it? Achamine is going to eat it now. Ravashi says, it's very simple. Rabbi Yehuda is not a problem at all. Because you don't have a normal product over here. Kemach Koli's not. It says, Dafka, Kemach, and Koli. Isn't that what it says? You find Shuke Yerushalayim, Mole, Kemach, the Koli. Now, that kemach v'koli is a normal kemach because it hasn't been dried yet. It's a moist thing, like we made the omerana. So, l'chora, it's obvious that this is not something that's normal. In other words, it's built in that what we have is not a normal usage thing.
Kemach koli, just...
We'll see. But the Gemara is going to tell you that it doesn't make any sense. For other Ravashi Barusa, I mean, this is ridiculous. Because, I mean, Tenach and Bikoli Ve'elef, Hav Koli Ma'ika L'Mema. The Koli takes time, yeah. I mean, the whole idea was you need to first process it, and then you put it into the popper, into the Nechosha, the Avu. And then you have Koli. So you're saying, fine, by the time I've completed the process, it's evident that it's different, it's not going to be used the way we normally use. But how'd you get there? What about everybody that was working it until it got to that stage? So then you can pop one into your mouth? No? So, therefore...
Wasn't the earlier question?
Nami ayadekito, maybe you'll say, those earlier stages are not a problem. Because you need to do it ayadekita, if you'll give me the same answer you gave me before. So, like Rava said before, I'll come back with the same question. So, Beit HaShlach and the Shaykh, it's Yeramayika Lameima. You have the same question you had before. But if you're doing a Sira, normal Sira, when it comes to an irrigated field, so again, you don't have a solution. So, Ravashi's added absolutely nothing. He hasn't helped us to use that. Because the only problem that forced us to reconsider was the Beit HaShlach. And now it ends up that he's not even touching on that issue. So therefore, something's wrong with this Ravashi over here. Elohad Ravashi Barusa, it's clear that this is a garbage pshat. I don't know, somebody made it up. I mean, that couldn't be Ravashi. Good. What time shall we meet, Matzei Shabbos Kadesh?
Oh, sorry, we were doing 1:30 this morning. 8:30?
Mom is smack bang in the middle, no?
Yeah, the middle.
Well, what's wrong with the... What didn't we have it earlier?
I'm talking about Amos instead of an egg. I haven't complained from him. I'm starting to complain.
Anybody else go to Avotu Banim here?
What about 9 o'clock? It's no good.
Well, I mean,
I didn't get back from Kolchav Yaakov.
Oh, Kolchav Yaakov.
Who had what?
So, Rabbi Sadi, I don't know what to say. So we have two people this week that need it a little later. And you Dafka need it early. No, I guess we'll have to have two Daf Yomis. So one at 7 and one at 9.
Not practical.
Like two showings at the Kol Noah.
Second
show
on your computer.
Second show
on your computer
anytime you're ready to take it. So, what do you say? How about earlier? 6:30. Huh? 6:30? Sure. We've been finishing in 20 minutes every day.
Yeah,
small problem.